The other day, what happened the other day?
Sean, you have a funny story. Something happened the other day.
Yeah. That's a great story. That's a really funny one too. It's a really good one. It's got great structure, and it begins with a beginning, has a middle part, and an end with a punch. It's got a punch.
It really kicked. I felt
really, really, it really, really sung. It really went. It was out there. It was good. It was really good. It's one for the books. I have no story. Do you think they noticed that I didn't have a story?
No. October 30th, 2008. The Big Deal Show, Episode 6. Still shitting gold.
I was on the bus earlier today.
Oh, you're going with the bus.
And
I'm telling you, seriously, it's
no. I just want to say I saw this chick with huge knockers.
Okay, now we're getting somewhere. Okay.
And I was just thinking, you know, what does it feel like to have huge knockers and just parading them around? Like, you know, it's like the 4th of July. I mean, what is it? What? I mean, it's like, I know there have been parallels to this before, but it's like I had, you know, revealing boxers or something, and my nuts are kind of semi-hanging out. I ain't complaining, you know, about that, but I'm just, it's weird. I'm just thinking
about it. Since we're roommates and all, I'm actually going to use this time to complain on you parading around with your nuts hanging out. Not a big fan.
Listen, what I do in my personal time is my thing.
But when your personal time is all our, you know, personal time.
Hey, if I choose to sit around in my skivvies while I'm eating rice and some chicken, that's my prerogative.
Yeah, that's all good and dandy, but you got to stop wearing the Heinz. I mean, those died out with the 80s, and you were what, 3 in the 80s?
I mean, okay, I'm a big fan of risky business, okay?
If your name isn't Tom Cruise, you can't be parading around in you know, briefs. When you live with 3 other guys,
okay,
it's just I'm just saying I have no problem.
I'm going to change to boxer briefs.
Okay, now we're getting somewhere. Now we're getting somewhere. I have no problem, you know, with sitting around in my undies.
You don't have a problem with that, but I do.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying it's a guy thing. You could sit around and, you know, grab a beer, you know, wrestle a little in your you know, and
what?
I guess that's just me and Sunshine. Yeah. Just because I wear the same pants and shirt for a month. Wait, you got a problem with that?
I think we all have a problem with that.
Yeah. Probably people on the bus. Maybe that chick with the big knockers. That's probably why she flipped me off. Not for staring.
She wasn't flipping you off. That was her nipple.
It was pretty cold that day.
It was very cold.
The economy in America is really, really taking its toll on me personally.
I don't think it's that good. I mean, let me start that again. I don't think it's that bad because currently we're living in Norway, and all the best.
You can't. That's
all best
information. Seriously,
Andrew,
shut up. Don't say my name.
You're such a schmuck. Shut up. Come on. I just want to say one thing. We're living in another country.
Right, right.
And this country is outside of the United States.
Yes.
And what's good about having a crappy economy in the United States is we can get American crap for, you know, less money.
But we're getting pretty screwed over here, too.
That I don't know anything about. I don't know anything about that. Yeah.
That's because you don't, you know, you don't read the tabloids like I do.
Well, I'm not on top of the everything, like you are, you whore of a man.
I knew you were going there. You know, I tried to be serious, talking about economy and stuff that I really don't care about.
It shows.
Yeah,
it shows. But still,
I love how.
Her boys were out on parade.
Why don't you just shut up for 2 seconds and let me talk?
It's called the Big Deal Show, not the Andrew Talks Show.
Shh. Yeah, I was talking about economy, and like you always do, you make it sexual.
Yeah, okay. What's your point?
No, that was just a statement. There's nothing, I mean...
There's nothing...
No, no.
Nothing there.
I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I'm just... We're young men. You know, we're at our peak.
Virile men. Thank you very much.
Yep. Sean's currently looking for a date. So you...
I'm not looking for a date. Got plenty of dates.
No, he's looking for a steady female. So to all you people on Facebook, I know there's two of you listening.
Love that joke. And maybe 50% of you are women.
Our producer just took another slug of his good old-fashioned Norwegian beer. I think he's about to...
But drinking is pretty interesting.
Yeah. I'm just saying, Sean is looking for a steady female. So you need two legs to apply.
Oh, yeah. That's
wheelchair and or any other electrical wheelchair will suffice.
That's.
I'll even go as far as crutches. Maybe.
Crutches?
What are your thoughts on the election?
The election, big thing. I heard.
I'm gonna vote for that that guy.
Yeah. Which one? The
not that guy. The other one.
The guy. Okay. The balder guy or the guy with
the less bald guy.
Okay. Is this okay? How do we tell them apart? The older guy.
I don't know. To me, they look exactly the same.
Yeah. Is it the older guy or the not so old guy?
It's the slightly younger guy.
You're gonna vote for him?
Yes. I wouldn't say him. I would call him a person. I don't know. I don't like labeling people. You know. So I'm not gonna call him a him.
You just did.
But you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
The person is a person. The person has feelings. Sorry, I'm trying to change.
Okay, I'm gonna help you out of here.
Okay. We do need some help. Yep.
The Democrats.
See, that's labeling people, you know. And I don't like that.
I'm saying the Democrats. They got Barack Obama. It's the black guy.
I thought he was living in a cave.
No, it's the black guy, and he has Joe Biden. He's a white old guy as a vice president.
Did he play ball? Did he used to play ball? College ball.
No. Okay. And we got the Republicans, which is John McCain.
Crusty white guy.
And he's got Sarah Palin.
$2 hooker. That's what I heard.
Would you like to elaborate?
I don't know for a fact per se. I'm just, you know, that's the vibe I get.
You've watched one show with her. I mean,
I didn't have the sound on. I'll say that much. I like watching the debates without the sound on.
I'd give her a lot more credit. No, listen, honest. If you're gonna call her $2 hooker, I wanna, you know, I'd rather say she's, you know, at least, you know, up, you know, two, you know, more than two.
Yeah, I mean, you know. Sure, I'd give her, you know, if it was a scale from 1 to 10. Not that we label women in that gross, disgusting manner, but let's just put it that way. Let's just say, I mean, for conversation's sake here,
yeah,
1 to 10, solid 7, 8, solid 8. Yeah, I'd go as far as a solid 8,
and especially for us since the dollar's so low, $8 is nothing really. I mean. No, I'm not gonna tell anyone what I'm gonna vote. I think it's very personal, and I think what you just did was kind of by saying, you know, who you're gonna vote for. I feel as if you're kind of, you know, influencing our listeners,
our viewers here.
No, our listeners,
our viewer.
I think it's just wrong. I think they should. I think as you know, like we have a captive audience on Facebook.
You know, have you seen American Gladiator?
Yeah.
I think they should have the debates like that. Just, you know, get Hulk Hogan up into business. Give him some of those sticks with the things on the end. Duke it out. See who wins.
I don't know which scene you're talking about,
though. Well, the thing is, The debates, the presidential freaking debates.
Yeah,
and you get Hulk Hogan up in that, and you get two people. You get the Barack Obama. You get the crusty white dude, and you give them some freaking pogo sticks, and they beat each other. That's what I'm talking about. That's a show. That's how you get voters.
Okay, but
that's how you get freaking voters.
Okay, but when they're fighting, they're bound to get. Pretty jacked up, both of them.
Yeah,
so when the winner, crawls out of the freaking arena, he's going to be pretty jacked up.
That's not the point. It's good showman. It's just good showmanship. And I'm just saying, it will be a tough fight. I don't know who's going to win. I would have to say the old crusty guy, he could be tough because he's been in Nam. He's been in every war ever. I think he was like in, Civil War or something. And I think he has some tricks up his sleeve.
Yeah, I bet so. But we've had a good, showman for the last 8 years now. He's made a lot of people laugh. I don't think that's the route we should be going.
I'm just saying that's how we get a real president.
By duking it out.
That's how our fathers did it. That's how their fathers did it.
That is not how
and
they
that's
did
how,
it.
That's how that no. That's how it was. The tribe. Listen, that's how a tribe would choose their leader. The guy who would he'd just be like, "What's up? I'm the dude." And then some other guy would be like, "No, I'm the guy. I want to lead this this tribe into the freaking desert and pick some cacti or something."
Are you talking about George Washington now?
I'm talking about Lincoln. I'm just talking about way back in the day. That's what I'm talking about. And they would duke it out. And I'm saying get some film cameras, get some lighting, get Hulk Hogan, and we got ourselves a show. That's how you're going to get me to vote. Not having two, boring guys talk for 45 freaking minutes about stuff.
Right.
Duke it out.
Let's not forget, it's not only about the Republicans and Democrats. What are you feeling about the third party candidates? Like Bob Barr, is the is a libertarian?
Did he quit the Price is Right?
No, that would be Bob Barker.
Oh, right. Okay.
Okay, Bob Barr is a Republican, but he's now
running for Roseanne, right?
He was nominated by the Libertarian Party, Bob Barr.
Oh, right. Okay.
Bob Barr. Okay. Bob Barr.
Is he? So he's gay.
Also, Chuck Baldwin. He's the
great another Baldwin twin brother, Gosh, how many are there? Like,
you've seen the last one.
We got what do we got? We got Adam.
We got Alec. Steven.
Adam isn't even in the family, and already he's a Baldwin. Alec.
Adam is not in the family, and neither is Chuck. But Baldwin. He's the nominated presidential car key holding candidate. Chuck Baldwin is the candidate for presidency for the Constitutional Party.
See, I don't even believe in the Constitution, so he's not getting my vote.
Any American with self-respect is not going to believe in the Constitution. Okay?
I literally just peed a little in my pants.
That's how our fathers did it. That's how their fathers did it. And that's how I'm going to do it.
You're so quoting some movie I just don't remember right now.
It's Iron Man.
No. Hitler, he was pretty right-winged.
Hitler, you bring up Hitler? Why do you bring up Hitler? No, you brought up Hitler.
I didn't bring up Hitler.
What are you talking about?
No, I was talking about how they should do it.
Oh.
And how it's been done before. All this voting stuff is for sissies. You don't choose our leaders. Duke it out.
Okay, but you have to choose someone to duke it out.
They duke it out. They start out,
But how do we pick the guys who duke
everyone
it out?
Everyone starts fighting. Okay, everyone just starts fighting right now. It's like an international start fighting day. The people get punched out, they go home. And they keep duking it out until there's two guys left. They duke it out, and then there's one dude left, and that's the guy we choose.
Okay, but what are you going to do if that one guy is Hillary Clinton?
Well, then we're going to have to duke it out again.
Yeah.
Sunshine, our lovely producer, he just sent us a YouTube link. We have not watched this video.
Stop explaining so much and just do it.
All right.
It's ridiculous how incredibly in love with your own voice you are. Listen to me. We're going to watch something that was sent to us vis-a-vis an MSN messenger. And we have not watched this prior to receiving the link. And now I'm going to press it with my mouse using the left button. And then see what I'm talking about? It's boring. Roll it.
Let me say it, okay? Guys, you just had that big spiel. Let me say it. This is called Tube Time. Thank you. And this, before I play, this will be our genuine reaction to this.
Just shut up and play it. Gosh.
Sorry, gosh.
Wow.
Playing a clip.
More motivation. You still don't understand what our children are up against. Let me read you something that was posted on our message boards from someone who claims to be a member of a known pedophile network. It said this: he doesn't forgive. He does not forget. His group has over 9,000 penises, and they're all raping children.
What? Okay. first thought is...
penis?
Yeah, no. Well, yeah. But that's not the first thought. The first thought is, if you just picture 9,000 penises...
I just did.
That is crazy.
I just literally, in my mind, pictured 9,000 penises.
And I have never seen that many penises in my head before. I've seen a penis before.
You what?
But no, my own. But I'm just, no. But I'm just saying that.
But 9,000, no. just that, first of all, I would expect that Oprah would not use the word penis.
Yes.
She uses vajayjay. It should be penene or something. I don't know.
Yeah. I'm kind of done talking about penises right now because I feel all penised out. We cannot have another penis joke since, I mean, we just talked about 9,000 penises.
I don't know how to react to that clip at all.
I don't know how to react because she's, you know, also serious and everything when she mentions penis. 9,000 of them. I feel as if we need to talk about, you know, some female body part now because...
You know, just to counteract the 9,000 penises... I just can't believe Oprah mentioned she said 9,000 penises.
And she...
I'm done with it, though.
No, but I liked how she...
you like penis?
No. I liked how she mentioned it, that it
you
was...
You like 9,000 penises.
Okay, shut up. I like how she mentioned that it was, you know, 9,000 organized penises.
Well, they do have heads. You know, to think and strategize and shit. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. It's a funny joke about it. We could do a penis joke.
I think we already did.
No, I found
But it's kind of scary that you could do a penis.
I'm ready for a penis joke. Anyway.
You're ready for a what? You're ready for a penis? You know what I really hate? It's like, people, they're so unfriendly. Somebody just flushed the freaking toilet and I have a story. What kind of studio is this?
It's an apartment.
I'm going to tell the story. Gosh.
It's not,
here we go.
And it's not a good story either.
Okay. It's just really started over talking to the mic and tell.
Okay. This is a true story. Happened to me the other day, okay? I'm serious. I was at this bar, okay? And we're sitting there with some friends. I think you might even have been there.
You don't screw yourself.
Whatever. You don't have much of a presence anyway. So, whatever. I'm sitting there, and there's this hot chick. She's sitting there. I'm talking to her.
What's she wearing?
It's not the point right now. I'm going to get to the point. See, I'm talking to her, and I ask her, so what do you do? And she's like, I've done some modeling, and I was like, okay, what kind of modeling? Well, I've done a lot of lingerie modeling, and she looked at me, and she said, and I'm not very shy.
Well, that seems like a nice, you know, trait to have. I mean, because, you know, when you're shy, you kind of have a hard time talking to people.
I crapped myself.
Yeah. I just feel as if this woman had a very nice personality and was willing to, you know, share.
And she had a you know, a couple of good traits, personality wise. Anyways, she was nice.
Yeah, that was a good story and all. Don't feel as if it really gave me anything. And
gave me something. You can guess what it was.
He means boner. I think he means boner.
No, I didn't get it. So, I'm at this party, right?
You have to start the story like that.
Yeah.
There's no other way.
It's a little Jerry Seinfeldish 1995, but it'll do. So I'm at this party, right?
Right, right.
And, you know, I'm doing my thing.
What are you doing?
I'm walking around with a beer.
Okay, sweet, sweet.
Standing there. I was standing there doing my thing, holding a beer. And, you know, I glance out on, you know, onto the people that are in the room. Mm-hmm. And there's this chick standing real close. And I smile at her because, you know, it's awkward not to. And then suddenly
I just kind of look away real quick and then look down at the floor.
Anyways, so this chick, I smile at her and she suddenly just makes this a really stupid face. Like her face was, you know, I don't know, puking or something. She made a face. Right? I'm like looking at her like, what are you doing? You, choking on something? I don't know. And then I smile at her slightly and, you know, kind of, you know, what's going on. And then she turns away and then makes another face. Another, worse than the other one. All right. She's got her upper lip over her forehead. It's just weird. And then I look at her and I look over my buddy who's standing there doing his thing, holding a beer. And he shouts out, he's like, what are you doing? What are you doing? And I'm like looking at her like, yeah, what are you doing? And suddenly she smiles sheepishly and then she sticks out her... No, she doesn't stick out her hand. She just says, haven't we met before? And I'm like, no, don't think so. And she makes another face and leaves.
Okay, I just want to ask you... What's your face look like when you have an itch up your butt?
Kind of like the face that she was making, actually.
Yeah, so I mean that might have been the explanation. She had an itch. I mean, she had an itch. She wanted you to itch it.
Well, you know,
she
I
was hitting on you, man.
Yeah, that's hitting on. That's hitting on. You know, hitting on you 101.
I'd call that a hit and miss. No, check it out. Okay, walking down the street, right? No.
Sick of those walking down the street, right?
No, you see two guys afar. You're like, oh, two middle-aged men walking, talking about politics, economics, what have you. You come up close. Dude's got breasts. Okay, they're wearing plaid, which is like a tell-all sign that you know what, you're a lesbian, and I'm not hating. But I'm not exactly loving. You know what I mean? And it's like, what makes them want to look like an ugly guy when they could at least look like semi-attractive women? I don't know. It's not a good... They all look like pears, honestly. They do. Again, not hating, but not exactly loving.
And so was that a question for us?
Or? It's more of food for thought. This is food for thought. It's just, I don't know, just kind of like a slice of life presented.
OC.
Thank you.
There is so much we need to cut.
Like your hair.
Like that joke.
The zings are coming. They're flying through the air.
You know what? I want to listen to a tune. Check this one out.
That's it. Tune time.
Tune time. Hey, ready for some tune time? Okay, this song
but,
here.
Because of the copyright laws, we can't play more than 1 second, but enjoy.
Okay, well then I'm done.
You were done a long time ago.
You were probably done about 1 minute into the show.
Oh, that's what she said.
Oh! Snap!
I just got started. That's what she said. Mm.